Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is basically a mid-summer check-in. If you're a college student or someone who's about to be a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on the Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. If this is your first time here with us at Tassel to Tassel Radio, welcome. This is the beginning of a wonderful journey for you. It's been about a month since you graduated from high school. Let me wait for applause. And in a little more than a month, you're going to start your first semester of college. Now, in an effort to be fair to my students who've listened to me in the past, all of last year's freshmen are now sophomores. Give yourself a round of applause for that as well. I'll wait a couple seconds. Okay, so now that we've celebrated the fact that you've either graduated from high school and you're entering college or you successfully finished your first year of college, it's time to get down to business just a little bit. This is going to be a short episode to talk about some of the things that I want you to consider prior to beginning college. So it's July. Hopefully at this point you've had your academic orientation at your institution. If not, it's probably coming up and you'll handle it. So at orientation, you met different administrators from the university. You saw people within the college where you've chosen your major. You've gotten a tour, and maybe you're getting a little bit familiar with the college or the college campus itself. You've met some other students, and you put together your class schedule for your first semester, if not your first year. Wonderful. Those are the things that you've already done. So, on the academic side, what do you need to do to better prepare for your first year of college, right? The things that maybe you hadn't thought about. Well, there are the big things, a laptop or a tablet or some type of device where you can do your work if necessary. Now, don't feel as though you have to do that right away, because most college campuses have computer labs, either in the dorm themselves or at the library, student union, student centers, things of that nature. So if you don't have a laptop, don't fret. It's not the end of the world. There are always campus computers that you can use. However, if you have one, make sure you have one that's going to fit your needs. Now, the needs vary from student to student and from major to major, so that's something you might want to take up with someone within your individual college or department if you want to purchase a computer specifically for school. If you already have one, it's probably going to work, because in all honesty, most freshman classes are pretty general. It'll take usually at least a semester before you get into a lot of your major classes, so you don't have to necessarily worry about getting something specific at this point. But I do understand if you're going to make the investment, you want to get what you need as early as possible so you don't have to rebuy things. So think about having a tablet or a laptop. You'll also need a couple of peripheral devices. You may need a wireless router depending on what wireless connections are like in your dormitory. So you want to check on that, and you may also want to check on a printer, what type of printing capabilities are necessary and available at your institution. So those are the things that you might be thinking about. I also want you to think about your instructors and going to each of your classes and thinking about what you need for each class. You're definitely going to need some type of binder with notebook, paper, and writing instruments. I don't care what anyone says, you are more able to understand and go through certain cognitive processes if you take handwritten notes. There's something about writing that makes your brain retain information differently. So be prepared to go to your classes and take notes. So you will need pencil and paper and binders or folders to keep things organized. So those are the things that you need. As the person who will read, you will need some highlighters. You might need different colors depending on how you study and work what works best for you. So those are some of the supplies that you will need. You'll need a calculator at some point, depending on what type of math class you're taking. You may or may not be able to use your calculator in that class and get prepared for that. If you're not sure and you are going to purchase the calculator, contact the instructor for your mathematics course or your mathematics department to find out what are the specific criteria that they want you to look for, if any, in a calculator. So those are some of the kind of the academic things in terms of small things to think about. Now, I also want you to think about something that's a little bit less academic and more kind of residential. Your roommate, what are the things you will need for your dorm room? Hopefully by now you know who your roommate will be and you've been in contact with them. Your university or college or department or dorm may have even sent out a checklist or can show you or direct you to a checklist on the website of things that you would want to bring to live comfortably in the dorm. You probably won't need all of those things, but if you're accustomed to having certain conveniences, you might want to find a way to see if those things will be accommodated in your dorm, whether they're supplied by the residence hall or you bring them yourself. If there are things you're bringing yourself, check with your roommate to determine how you want to split up who brings what, because there's no need for two refrigerators or two microwaves or two televisions even, because more than likely your university can't handle the load of having both of those things in the room or having duplicates of everything for you and your roommate, and there may not be enough physical space for those things. So contact your instructors to find out what things you will need for the class, or contact your department if you don't want to do specific instructors. You may even be able to contact an academic advisor on the academic side. On the residential side, contact your roommate. Look for a checklist from residence education or housing, depending on what they're called at your school. Perhaps your resident assistant, who was an undergraduate student, someone who will be a year, 2 or 3 years older than you, who lives in the dorm and is kind of your supervisor, find out from them what things you may also need to have yourself prepared. In terms of clothing, you know you're always going to need clothing to go to class. Don't necessarily get any less dressed because you're going to class on the same place where you're practically living. Make sure you have clothing that is appropriate for going to class, whether it's casual or business casual, as a matter of taste. Look at how far your classes are away from each other. You want to have walking shoes. You want to have dress shoes. You want to have probably ladies' sandals, guys too, depending on how you think of sandals, right? You want something for warm weather. You want shower shoes for the dorm. And you also want a robe, probably, or something you can use to go back and forth to the shower. And you want something that is a little bit more professional because you don't know necessarily who you will meet when you may have to go to a reception or when you have to look your best for some type of professional event. So don't go out and buy a whole new wardrobe, but just make sure as you pack to prepare for college that you have all of those things available to you so that on a moment's notice, if you need to go play a pickup game, you can do that. Work out in the gym, you can do that. Go to class, you can do that. Perhaps go to a reception or an interview or an information session for something academic, you have clothing for all of those different situations. I know I've rushed through a lot of things, and I think maybe I'll go ahead and post something on my website so that you'll have a checklist of things that you can follow. But in the meantime, be prepared with your academic supplies, with your residential supplies, and with your wardrobe. I know it's a lot. So that's all I have for this evening, and I'll have a reminder posted on my blog. So for those of you who are new and you've not heard before, let me tell you how this goes. Castle the Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student and eventually college graduate. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com, or you can send me a direct email. My email address is dr.dedra@tasseltotassel.com, dr.dedra@tasseltotassel.com. Also, check out my blog, tasseltotassel.blogspot.com, for a checklist based on this week's episode and to get more information and suggestions. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me on August 10th, 30 Eastern Time, and the topic will be preparing for college, and you'll get a little bit of a preview of all of the episodes for the 2015-16 academic year. So now, let's get college ready.